All of a sudden, something went through her. It was like ice gliding down her spine, a sixth sense that warned her of evil. She paused as movement to her left caught her attention. There were five men there, all in black suits and all devastatingly handsome. Their skin was dark and tanned, which, given their Persian ancestry, made sense. Three had black curly hair cut in a shaggy style. One had straight black hair pulled back into a short ponytail. Their eyes were every bit as black as their hair, like glimmering obsidian. But the one leading them, he stood out even more than they did. His hair was a dark caramel-colored blonde with lighter blonde streaks. His features were sharp and fine, aristocratic. And even though it was dark inside the casino, he wore a pair of dark brown sunglasses that hid his eyes. It wasn't until he moved closer that she realized why. His eye color was blood red. A sinister half-smile curved his lips as Sin stopped in front of him. There was something insidiously evil about Kesar, even though he was beautiful. No doubt, he'd been the kind of kid who had pulled wings off, well, most likely Karantes, and then laughed while they cried.
"Well, well,
Nana," he said in a voice that was almost jovial.
"How long has it been?"
Sin ignored his question and quipped with his own, "Who the hell let you out?" Kesar laughed low and evil, and like Sin, he chose not to answer the question.
"The Dimi are stirring.
I know you know it."
He closed his eyes as if savoring something delectable.
"I can hear their wings unfurling even as we speak. Feel the blood beginning to pump through their veins. My sisters will be hungry when they wake up. We shall have to make sure they have a smorgasbord."
Sin scanned the demons behind Kesar before he gave the demon a pointed stare.
"And I know just what to feed them."
Kesar tisked at him.
"We're not a cannibalistic species, so you're out of luck there. Just consider this a friendly call to let you know you won't find what you're looking for. So don't waste your time. We found the moon first, and now it lives where you can't touch it. And when my sisters awaken, you shall join it in utter misery."
Sin's face went white as his features hardened. Kat could feel the concerned panic inside him swell.
"What have you done with Zakhar?"
Kesar ignored him as he focused that cold, lethal gaze on Kat. A slight frown darkened his brow before he moved to stand in front of her.
"What have we here?"
he asked in a sing-songy tone.
"An Atlantean. I thought you were all dead."
"Surprise,"
Kat taunted. He seemed to savor her rancor. He lifted his hand to trace the angle of her jaw with the back of one knuckle. Sneering, Kat jerked her head away from his cold touch. She wanted to spit at him, but she was too dignified for such a thing. Sin separated them with the cane, using it to force Kesar away from her. Kesar looked down at the cane and his face paled a degree.
"You can't use that in front of the humans. What will they say?"
Sin shrugged.
"What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. It is, after all, Sin City."
Kesar raised his hand and snapped his fingers over his shoulder. The demon with the ponytail moved forward. Kesar opened his hand and the demon laid a small box in his palm. Kesar then handed it to Sin.
"In that case, here's a small token to remember me by."
Sin opened it. Kat turned away as she saw a severed finger with a ring attached to it. It was disgusting.